Speed Hikers. Today's Agricultural Heroes Day. We'll be talking about agricultural heroes, jobs, and their impact on society. Even though there are many people in agricultural history, today we are going to focus on our three colored agricultural heroes. We'll be talking about Cesar Chavez, Dolores Huerta, and George Washington Carver. People like Cesar Chavez and Dolores Huerta and George Washington Carver are very important, and today you'll learn about their jobs, who they are, and how they affected our community. There are many agricultural jobs, like an agricultural inspector, an agricultural specialist, and a farm worker. Believe it or not, all these jobs are very important to our community. An agricultural inspector ensures that the food is in compliance with the laws and rules of the agricultural industry. This means that they make sure the food is safe before it is sent to stores to be on your plate. An agricultural specialist is trained to expertly identify and discover violations of U.S. import policies, which means that they make sure that nothing that can be a threat is in shipments of food, containers, or luggage. Last but not least, a farm worker. They maintain crops and attend to livestock. They do physical labor and use machines. Because of this, they create the food you eat and it is shipped to the store before you can eat it. These jobs have a major effect on agriculture, and one of the jobs involves someone very special. If you guess farm worker, you are correct. That job had a very important man named Cesar Chavez in its history.
Hey guys, welcome to our podcast. We have a special guest here with us to interview. His name is Cesar Chavez.
Hola guys, and I thank you for having me here.
Well, let's talk about the reason why you wanted to help all the immigrant farm workers.
I wanted to help the immigrant labor workers for they can have a better life, like, because I was an immigrant labor worker and it was hard, so I wanted to improve the situation. That is the reason why I helped them. This is the reason why I helped them. Yeah.
So tell me, when did you start to help these migrant farm workers?
Well, it all started back in the 1950s. I wanted to improve the situation, so I started organizing agricultural workers into a labor union that would demand higher pay and better working conditions for their employers. In 1962, Dolores Huerta and I founded the National Farm Workers Association, NFWA.
Well, all the time we have, and thank you, Cesar Chavez, for coming here, letting us interview you.
Of course. Thank you for spreading my story. No problem.
Dolores was born April 10th, 1930. Dolores also did labor organizing, politics, and humanitarianism, and they were part of Dolores Huerta's life from the beginning. In 1955, Huerta met Cesar Chavez while working at the Stockton Community Service Organization. She also coined the phrase, "Si se puede," which also means, "Yes, you can." She also served in a lot of public services. Dolores had been a teacher before she was a labor organizer, and during that time, the children were always hungry and had no shoes because she wanted to do something else than teach kids who haven't been fed. So she became a labor organizer. In her lifetime, she had 11 children, and she grew up in the Great Depression.
Born on a farm near Diamond, Missouri, the exact date of Carver's birth is not found, but it is thought he was born in January or June of 1964. 9 years prior, Moses Carver, a white farm owner, purchased George Carver's mother, Mary, when she was 13 years old. The elder Carver reportedly was against slavery, but needed help with his 240-acre farm. When Carver was young, his mom and sister were kidnapped from the Carver farm by one of the bands of slave slave raiders that roamed Missouri during the Civil War era. At age 11, Carver left the farm to attend an all-black school in the nearby town of Neosho. He was taken in by a children African-American couple named Andrew and Mary Watkins, who gave him a roof over his head and in exchange for help with household chores. A wild life, and Nurse Mary imparted on Carver. Her broad knowledge of medical herbs and her devout faith.
Agricultural heroes are very important, even though they are commonly underestimated or overlooked. They are very important. In fact, without them, you most likely wouldn't have access to some of your favorite foods. For these reasons, they are some of the most important people in the world. That's why today we have showed you these amazing people.